Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Back in the motherfucking building. We back at it. Yep, I know. Not over. Just beginning. K100 Internet Talk and Music Radio. For the businesses, I'm your host, Blizzum.
And this your co-host, P-Reg Affiliated.
Right. All right. We back. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us all these first 3 weeks, okay? It's the end of the third week, episode 12. One time for us for success. Yeah. Three fairly successful weeks, man, just off the top. All right. We've had a lot of interaction. You know, we only just been, you know, shooting out a couple of texts and just putting the little things on MySpace here and there, man, and Facebook. And that's it, man. We had a lot of participation. So appreciate everybody that's been calling in, all my frequent callers, all my first time callers. We had callers all over the country. I mean, literally, all kinds of states and cities represented, called and checked in and hollered at us. One time for y'all. You know what I mean? We're going to keep this thing moving. This is K100 Internet Radio. Started on the Facebook as a Facebook page. Was real successful, so we bring it to the airwaves. You know, highly opinionated, uncut, raw, uncensored, real talk. We only got one rule on the show. What is it, P-Rich?
Keep it 100.
That's so simple, man. It sounds so simple. It sounds so easy. And it really is. I mean, I don't understand. If all you got to do is just do one simple thing and just keep it real, goddamn it, if you can't do that, you a fake motherfucker. And we will, in fact, indeed, do what?
Kill your ass on the app.
Just double tap you to the dome real quick. Just like that, like pros do. Just two taps and you out of here just to make sure. All right?
Start off with headshots, man. No body shots right. Let y'all know, man, we got our aim right, but let's go.
Sure. All right. Man, appreciate everybody that's been calling and checking in, though, for real, man. You know what I mean? We done ran the gambit, man. We done talked about all kinds of shit in this first 3 weeks, man, and it's been real successful. Some a little bit of political shit, a lot of relationship, you know, lifestyle shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's all been pretty good content, and everybody's been pretty real. We've had a lot of different opinions, of course. Because everybody, I mean, you know, opinion like an asshole, goddammit, everybody got their own.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That male and female view.
You know what I mean?
Know how we do.
Yeah, male versus females. A lot of females don't see eye to eye, we've been noticing, about a lot of issues. That just lets you know that they're more complicated creatures, I guess.
And appreciate to all the females that have that wide range and open mind that can agree with the fellas, you know, us on some of the topics that we have been talking about for the past 3 weeks. We appreciate that, ladies.
That's what's up. You know what I mean? One time for all the ladies that got them understand that, you know, it's men and women. Everybody's opinion different, but, you know, we respect all the ladies. You understand what I'm saying? And we got love for everybody that call in. We talk a lot of shit, but we do got love and respect for the females out here in the streets, especially the single mamas. We was both raised, with single mamas, you know what I'm saying, early in our lives. You know what I mean?
And we know it's hard, ladies.
Yeah, so one time for the single mamas just today. You know what I mean? Big ups to y'all. Y'all got a super hard job. It's very difficult. A lot of people can't do it. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't tough enough. They do crazy shit. Kill their kids. Abandon their kids. But one time for y'all.
They
one time for
their
the
kids.
Right. And actually, one time for the single fellas, you know, single parent fellas out there. You know what
exactly,
I'm saying?
Exactly. We
big ups to those. It's a lot more of them, actually, you know what I'm saying, than in the past. You feel me? It's a lot more guys out here, you know, doing it by doing it by themselves, so big ups to them too, also, fellas. You know what I mean? All right. You did? The number to call into the show, 347-934-0966. That's 347-934-0966. Call in and holler at us. All right. We do this every day, every week, Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Same time, Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. We'll try and push it back at some point for y'all who really can't get in on that first hour. We get a lot of people calling us on the second hour. You know what I mean? But, you know, we gotta keep the time the way it is right now. Our other responsibilities and schedules dictate that we have to keep it in this time slot in these days. All right? So Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m., you feel me? We're going to be here. All right? And you can always, once again, remember, you can always, even if you miss the live show, you don't have to listen to us live exactly and just to catch the show. If you can't listen to us at time slot, it don't matter, man. If you're a Nighthawk, go back to the show page. Go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? Go to the actual site, and you can replay every single episode. They always on deck. You can download them if you go to work and you like to listen to your iPod while you work out. I'm telling you, man, we give you some entertaining shit to make that shit go by quick while you're doing them crunches, getting that body tight for the summer, all right?
For sure.
You know what I mean? Go to the site, download it, man. It's not even hard. It's one button. Download it and throw it on your iPod or your MP3 player, whatever you got, man. It's so easy. I can't understand why more people not doing it. A lot of people are getting up on it, though. They've been hitting me back, hit me on the inbox like, yo, I went back and listened to episode 4. Y'all niggas is wild. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, if you take time to call up, if you take time to listen, you can take time to download.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. That's just for the people who got internet access. And I like the fact that we can, you know, all the people who are on the phone who don't got the online shit, it's all good. You can actually, even if you got the internet on your phone, I didn't even know this until, 2 days ago. If you got the internet on your phone, like you can go to the site on your phone.
Yeah.
You can actually just stream it from the phone. You don't even have to download it. You feel me? Exactly. You just hit play, and it'll play through your phone just like we're playing right now, right? You feel me? All right. So thanks once again to everybody that's been supporting us. And last but not least, before we get into the show, got to get a whole rundown. This is a platform for independent artists. We do play music on this show, underground, independent, hip-hop, and R&B, and other genres once we get some of those in. You feel me? K100 was started by me. You know what I'm saying? Blizzard, I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. You feel me?
Chainless!
My own independent record label and entertainment company. We do a lot of things, and this is just another extension of that. You feel me? 12 years strong, couple projects in the street. We're doing it, so we got love for the underground rap scene, the underground R&B artists. And we will play your music, all right? Just send it to us at the email email for the show. The email for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. That's k100radio, the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, @gmail.com. Send us your MP3 with a link to your MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, blah, 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 all your links, you know, so we can find you and see your web presence. Holler at us, send us your song. If it's good music, if it's hot, we're going to spin it, all right? It's just that simple, man. We ain't asking for nothing. We just ask that you promote the page and put the word out there about what we got going on over here, just like we doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Reciprocate that love, all right? And that's basically it. So that's the rundown, all right? One rule, don't be fake. You got the call-in number, 347-934-0966. And I'm getting better at that. I'm all right. I'm only in 7 minutes into the show. I'm getting done with that whole spiel a little quicker every time. I'm trying to cut it down to like 4 minutes.
You cut something out, but I like that.
What am I cutting out?
You cut a lot of stuff out, but I like that.
Oh, okay. I don't know. What I cut out?
Just a whole bunch of words you don't need to be used.
Oh.
Fuck. Hey.
They say I don't need to use the word fuck, but I do.
They use it.
Right. I know my listeners do. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, one time for all the listeners who tuned in to listen to us yesterday, you know, we had P-Lo and Big Bob in.
Right,
you know what I'm
saying?
We had some in our studio guests, you know, one time for the brothers that doing positive things in the hood, PhDs and college degrees.
Right.
You know, black men do go to college too, you know.
Right, one time for them. You feel me? We also this week, we had one of the, like I said, this started from the Facebook page. We had one of the officers in here guest hosting, co-hosting with us, you know what I'm saying? Colonel Keeler from the Facebook group. You know, we got officers in this army we got going on right here.
Colonel, get your stripes up, you know.
You feel me? You know what I mean?
Get appreciate your rank
up. Yeah, appreciate her coming to the studio. And co-hosting with me, you dig? P. Reg called in sick on the first week on the job, second week on the job. It's like niggas do. It's what niggas do.
Hey, I'll tell y'all like this, fellas. You know, don't take this the wrong way. But when your brother from another mother own a lot of things, you can do a lot of other things you really can't do on a regular job. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that I'm using it for an excuse. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm changing for life. He's changing for life. So, you know, sometimes we just have to suck up and move on like we finna do right now.
I killed him for that. Anyway, all right, on to tonight's subject. Dun, 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 dun. I need to get like a drum roll or something, too. So let's know we're about to go into the show. Tonight's subject is very, actually kind of personal to me because I've actually been through it myself, and I know a lot of people have. A lot of people going through it, you understand?
Oh, this is going to be hot.
Yeah.
This is going to be, this, This is gonna be the neck breaker, the real neck breaker of the relationships and the topic that we're gonna talk about tonight. So please, listeners, please call in and give us your input because we know that you're gonna have some.
Right, and we know a lot of y'all done been through it. All right. So tonight's subject is when somebody has kids and you really feeling them, all right? We ain't talking about somebody that you just going, you know what I mean? Somebody that you just fucking. Everybody, I already had one person on the Facebook page. When I posted on the page, it was like, oh, if I'm going to fuck them, I don't care if they got kids. No, 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 we understand. Nothing matters. If you're just going to be fucking with somebody, you know, you're just going to be fucking them. Hell, nobody cares about kids. They don't even give a damn if you got your own house and your car or a job. Who gives a fuck? All y'all doing is fucking. It don't matter. You know what I mean? Y'all just get it in. Y'all ain't finna be serious like that. So all that shit don't matter. We're talking about people that you really feeling. You thinking about taking it to the next level with this person. You really into them. And they got kids. All right? How does that affect your decision about what moves you're going to make with that person? You know what I mean? If you out here in the street and you out here in a dating game and you single, you feel me? And you going out, you know, you mingling around, you know what I'm saying? You getting numbers, you flirting, whatever you got going on at the club, whatever. And somebody's come up to you, they look nice, you know what I mean? Seem like they got a good conversation, whatever. And, you know, they go ahead and put it out that they got kids. You understand what I'm saying? How do you feel about that? Is it like an instant turn off? You know, some people don't care. You know what I mean? Some people love kids so much, they don't give a damn about kids. Some people can't stand kids so much. As soon as you say the word kids, they're like, I'm keeping it moving. All right? You feel what I'm saying?
People who keep it moving, please believe they are selfish.
You think they're selfish?
Yeah. Anybody, even if they don't want kids for themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That just lets you know they don't want a shell, period.
Well, okay. See, now here we go. We're going to get into that because I don't know if that's necessarily selfish because I remember what it's like not having kids. You feel me?
Hey, I do too, but guess what?
Okay, so then was you selfish then or was you just like?
No, I'm saying, but look, we was young then. We was young.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of people out here. It's like three callers, you know what I'm saying, that call here a lot that I know for a fact don't have kids, and they like 30. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay.
And they just don't have kids. You know, if they don't want to deal with nobody with kids, I feel like, I don't know if it's selfish. They just may not want to, you know, deal with the unnecessary drama. I had a friend of mine. I hope she called in. You feel me?
Well, I understand that, too. Go ahead.
I had a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, that don't have any kids. And, you know, she told me the reason why that she doesn't want to date guys with kids already is because when they first have a child, you know, the first child that they have, she wanted it to be just as exciting for her as it is for him. If you already got two kids, you already been through it. You already been through the motions. You know what I'm saying? Now, I tried to explain to her, if you really love your kids and you really love that woman that you with, you're going to be excited anyway. It don't even
every time.
Every time. You're going to love
every time.
But she seems to just, that's just in her brain, in her mind, she already got it set up that if he already got kids, he's not going to be just as excited. He ain't going to want to do the whole shit like Lamar's and all the extra shit that come with having a kid.
It's like this.
I don't know if she's selfish, but I mean, she kind of got a point. But
it's still like this, though, too, at the end of the day.
What?
If you know, everybody think that your first child is the special one and all that right now. It could be true if you only have one child. But if you have another child, that shit is out the window. Let me let you know. You have to treat these kids equal out here. No first child, no second child, or third child. No child get more love than next child. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do right here.
Right.
We love our kids all the way across the board. It won't get all get.
Right. But, well, depending on the situation, sometimes you have baby mama, baby daddy issues that don't allow that to go down. You feel me? Custody issues where you just can't see the child that much. You don't live in the same house. I tell you, for instance, right now, I got two kids. You feel me? And the amount of time I spend with one is significantly greater than the other because, A, I was living in the same household with one at one point. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And so just after I saw that child, my son, every day, and I didn't really see my daughter every day because of my work schedule. You feel me? And a lot of other mitigating factors. I just didn't get a chance to spend as much time with her as I did with him. Well, not that I didn't love any less, but it was the situation at hand.
Exactly. But
that has happened. That can't happen.
Yeah, but also, actually, it reflects off the relationship, bro. The relationship that you have with the woman also, too.
That's also true.
Yeah.
So, also, a lot of people are going to call in and they're going to say, well, it ain't even, I feel like a lot of times, it ain't about the kids. It's about people that don't want to deal with crazy-ass baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. You feel what I'm saying? Listen, ladies, if you got goddamn kids by this goddamn crazy-ass goddamn nigga who always got there and want to come around and feel like he got some kind of rank over there at your motherfucking house. He want to just pop up and shit just because y'all got a motherfucking baby together and shit. I'm going to tell you right motherfucking now, ain't no real nigga finna fuck with you because a nigga can't run this motherfucking shit over here. I don't give a fuck if you got a kid with that nigga or not. You feel what I'm saying? Soon as that nigga come over here with that bullshit nigga, I might end up catching the charge behind and shit like that. If I'm fucking with a female and she got kids, and I see that she got a lot of issues going on with her baby daddy. They constantly going at it and fighting. If you decide to get involved with her, that's your woman. You feel what I'm saying? At some point, the nigga ain't going to be able to goddamn sell out like that to her around you. And then, soon as okay, they call and they argue about some shit about the kid, the first thing the nigga going to say is, of course, this shit ain't got nothing to do with you, nigga. Blah, blah, because they talking about whatever they arguing about. But, nigga, at the same time, we arguing with this nigga motherfucking woman. You the fucking do, nigga. Now, I goddamn made, you already know, nigga, we don't motherfucking play over here. You feel what I'm saying? But now, nigga, you possibly setting me up for failure because I'm going to have to run through this, nigga, catch a charge. It's a lot of shit that you got to think about, man, when you come down to kids. All right?
Well, I mean...
It ain't just about the kid. It's about the whole motherfucking situation.
It is. But also, it's like this. If you're going to date somebody with kids, you actually need to find out how long it has been since they have, you know, been separated from the person they last were with. Some of it be still fresh, fellas. If you're dealing with a lady that only broke up with her baby dad or whoever she been with 3 or 4 months, it's still fresh, man.
Man, hell no. Fuck that.
It's still fresh.
Hell, she might still go back and smash that nigga.
That's what
she
I'm saying. Hey, that leads to my answer.
Right.
Sometimes when they still arguing, because they still fucking. Ladies, please believe this right here. A nigga's not finna be doing all that if you ain't been fucking him and seeing him over 6 months to a year. I mean, not me personally. I'm not finna do it, period. But I just know that ain't no real nigga gonna be trying to run up on his ex or his baby mama because she fucking with another nigga if it been past a year. And right. he doing his own thing. Lady, so, you know, quit fucking him on the slide or quit fucking him if you know what I'm saying, because you think that you got to fucking get something for your child. Just keep it 100 when you call up here, hollers, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right. And also, we're going to have a lot of people. Got a lot of people in line. Y'all remember, hit the number one if you got to say something. I see Candace, she just hit her hand. What's happening? We'll get to you in a second. All right. If you're on the line and you got something to say about dating people with kids, please, I see everybody on this motherfucking goddamn show goddamn dating somebody with kids. And ain't nobody hitting the motherfucking one. The fuck?
But, you know, also, too, bro, what's really the problem, though?
What?
A lot of, you know, it's like this, ladies. At some point in time, if you're going to date somebody with kids, fellas, if you're going to date it, you know what I'm saying, a young lady with kids or vice versa, whatever the situation is, the main topic to that sometimes is the discipline situation.
Right.
Because at some point and sometimes you're going to have to gain that respect or discipline at a certain level. So I know some fellas say, I'm not going to take care of that and I can't discipline.
Off the top.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't whoop your motherfucking kids, if I can't goddamn pop the shit out of them, you one of them motherfucking mamas be like, oh, don't nobody hit my kids with me? Fuck it then. Because, goddamn it, you ain't going to always be a 24 motherfucking 7. And I ain't talking about just beating the shit out of them just for goddamn GP because they had to goddamn didn't turn the TV down. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about just some shit that, you know, goddamn it, they need to get their ass whooped for. I whoop my kids, and I goddamn feel like if I'm goddamn going to be living with you and feeding you, goddamn it, I need to be able to issue some kind of discipline to your child. And then again, it goes to how old they is, because, damn it, you know what I mean? It's a lot of shit. Like, like me personally, I don't want to date a woman who got a little small child in diapers. That's just like, for me, that's an instant no. I ain't gonna lie. You feel what I'm saying? I could like the hell out.
You definitely gonna be daddy.
You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely gonna be daddy.
Right. I really don't even want to date somebody with a small toddler. You feel me? Like one, you know what I'm saying, still in diapers. You know what I'm saying?
If you date her 5 or 6 years, you gonna be daddy.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's just about the fact that how much work that come with that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
what I
mean?
Yeah.
My kids is like, you know, one of them almost 10, one of them almost 8. They kind of get up and do for themselves, and you know, all you gotta do is kind of fix them a sandwich, and you know, that's pretty, you know, fix them a little something to eat, and they pretty much run their day. They handle their business. They come home, do their homework. You know what I mean? You could just tell them to be quiet. They kind of functioning on their own. I really ain't looking forward to going back to having to really just oversee a small child constantly. You feel what I'm saying? Age has a lot to do with it. Then again, it
plays a positive role.
Right. But then again, she could have a teenager. You feel me? You know what I mean? That's already set in their ways. That's going to be on some you ain't my daddy, nigga, type shit. You know what I mean? 15-year-old boy who want to come in there. You can't come in that motherfucking flex. That nigga going to flex on you. Because as soon as you try to tell him something, he might be on some you ain't my daddy shit. Now you got to slap the shit out this nigga.
Hey,
check this nigga down. It's a lot of shit.
Hey,
it's a lot of different scenarios. I'm just saying, stuff that could happen. Not necessarily going to happen, but could.
Ladies and men also, sometimes you have to just, you know, if you're dealing with a good female, you know if you're dealing with a good male. You know their intentions if you've been dealing with them long enough. And they're not going to, you know, do anything to harm or anything negative to, you know what I'm saying, to your child. So you know. So sometimes you have to kind of take that back seat and see where it leads. You got to go there at some point in time in the relationship. You got to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because at 15, like you said, it's going to be shaky. It's going to be rough.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the more you go to get along, it might get better.
All right. So we're going to the callers. Got a couple people raising their hands already. Appreciate it, callers. Everybody listening online. The number to call in and highlight us is 347-934-0966. Candy had a hand up first. Loyal listener. Miss Candy, highlight me. What you think about what we're talking about, baby?
I want to buy me.
Candy.
What's up?
What's going on? What you got to say about it, baby?
I didn't even hit the number one, but I really ain't got nothing to say about it because I ain't got no kids. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I date niggas with kids. You know what I'm saying? Because the niggas never had a kids anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of two-sided. It's kind of two-sided because you don't walk date a girl with kids, but you got kids. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
No. Well, I never. First of all, we both over here said we will date a woman with kids. I was in a relationship for 8 years with a woman with kids. I've been through it. But it's a lot of things that I learned from that situation that made me, that I would look for the next time. You know what I'm saying? Ahead of time. You know what I mean?
It really seasoned you.
You know? Yeah. It made me better. So yeah, I'm not against dating women with kids at all. That's not what we about. That's not what we saying. But there are other mitigating factors. You feel what I'm saying? Now, you know what? Matter of fact, now that I got you on the line.
But I wouldn't date a guy with a lot of kids because I don't have any kids. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't date a guy with a lot of kids because when I do get ready to have a kid, I want it to be a special, you know what I'm saying, something kind of special between me and him. You feel
what's
what I'm saying?
What's a lot?
What's a lot of kids?
Yeah.
Three or more, yeah.
Three or more. Okay, doesn't matter if they all by. What if he was married and he just got an ex-wife and he got three kids by just, you know, from the same woman, he just got a divorce?
No,
he got three babies.
First of all, he's paying too much child support. You know what I'm saying?
So it's about the money now. It's a money thing. Hold on. That sounds kind of selfish right there.
It's not selfish. It's just being real, though. You got way too much child support. And if you ain't paying the child support, I can't fuck with you then. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I want to go on dates and shit, nigga. I want my nails and toes done. I'm sorry. I can't be fucking with a nigga with a whole bunch of child support. I don't have no kids, so I have the option. You know what I'm saying?
But if you ain't got no kids, why you can't pay for your own fucking nails and shit to get done then?
Why?
If you ain't got no kids, why you can't pay for your own shit to get done?
I can pay for it myself because.
So why does that matter? Why does that matter, Candy? Why does that matter? You just said you want to get your nails and stuff done. You can pay for that your damn self.
Right, it's just the principles in the whole situation. I'm sucking dick from the back, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sucking dick from the back. Can I get my nails done? You feel what I'm saying? We might want to make a video or something. Can I have my nails and toes done? You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, look, what if he just...
I just give her ass in the back. You still ain't figured out how the fuck you do that yet.
hey, what if he's just a real stand-up guy and he don't have child support and he got, you know, he got a cool ex-wife or cool baby mama and he's just handling his business and his paper ain't fucked up. I mean, what about that if he got three kids?
What if I fall in love with his ass and I want to have a baby with him? You know what I'm saying? And you already got five kids. That's crazy.
No, you said
so
three.
So I need to put myself in that situation.
Well, you know what? All right, hold on. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. She brought up a valid point. All right? One thing about it, you know what I'm saying? Fellas, I'm going to tell y'all right now. If you got kids and you don't want no more kids, you don't really want no more kids, stop goddamn going out here trying to date motherfucking females with no kids, nigga. All you need to fuck with is women with kids. I'm going to tell you right motherfucking now. It's rare you're going to find a motherfucking female that don't want no kids. Just because she ain't got none now, nigga, that means she just ain't got none, nigga. That don't mean she don't want none. So if you don't want no more kids, nigga, you might not want to get serious with a bitch with no goddamn kids, homeboy. That's the reason why I really don't really want to fuck with them when they ain't got no kids, nigga. That means I got to have some more.
Right.
I got to go through goddamn daycare again and all this. And Similac. Then goddamn it, fuck that and wit or some shit. I don't know. I don't even. I really ain't looking forward to a nigga straight the fuck up. You know
but
what I mean?
But you'll stand up, got your paper right.
I mean, don't matter though. Still, I really don't want to. But
if you fall in love with somebody, I don't care how many kids the woman have. If you fall in love with somebody and y'all get married, she gonna want to have a baby with you. You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
She gonna want. I don't care how many kids
she
got.
You're right. We know that.
But you know the meat of it is though is like we not even really being civilness real with it because like if you date somebody, just say it's a difference between. At a certain point, if y'all staying together and y'all not staying together, now that plays a major role in it too. If you staying together and you not staying together,
yeah. But hold on, all right, Ken, appreciate it, baby. Stay on the line though. Don't go nowhere. All right, listen to what I'm saying. We understand that right there. We've been going to Colonel Key. We come up to you next. Listen, man, I understand that if you don't live with them and live when you live with them, it's two totally different motherfucking things. When you move in with them, nigga, you really got to deal with the kids every day on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? If you just dating them. You feel what I'm saying? It don't matter how old the kids is or she got kids or whatever, because you ain't really got to interact and deal with them. But if y'all get serious, at some point, we already had the show already. Hey, go back. I forgot what episode was when we talked about, living together first. We already established on this
probably
show.
Episode 6.
Hey, I think it was episode 6. We've already established on this show, nigga. Ain't nobody marrying nobody without living with their motherfucking ass first. Off top. Everybody on this show, they called in for that episode. I think episode 6 or either 5, one of them. You know what I'm saying? We already had like a 100% agreement that everybody called in tonight said, oh, they got to live with a motherfucker first. So at some point, if you're really kicking with that person, y'all gonna move in together first.
Yeah, I just had to throw that out there for the listener because some relationships work good when you together and some relationships work good when you're apart. But at some time, you know, whoever you're dealing with, y'all need to figure that out, you know? Okay. Everybody have their own plan, you know?
All right. Colonel Kindler, you're on the air, baby.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on? Colonel. Colonel Keela.
We're gonna have to get her a new telephone.
She might be calling.
I'm here. All right. Hello.
Go ahead.
You know I'm trying to get off the phone. Look, my whole thing is if you already have kids and you try like say you already said you ain't trying to deal with nobody, necessarily trying to say well, you don't want them to have no kids. But you have to make sure you with the person that has balance. Because, like you said, a grown man don't want another grown man running his house. And the female that's in the middle, if she's doing what she's supposed to do, she wouldn't allow that to happen anyway.
True.
You gotta make sure, like your co-host said, you gotta make sure that the person you dealing with is on the same line that you on because you don't want no stuff jumping off in there. Not as far as the kids. That's why they try to check your man. And as far as I'm concerned, it's only gonna be one king in my castle. My ex-husband I already know. I get with somebody else. You know I'm not gonna get with somebody that I feel like gonna cause harm to my kids and all that type of stuff. But in the same token, don't cross him because this my man now. This our child, but this my man. So you don't have to deal with it.
Right.
You hear that, fellas? Y'all don't get salted about the situation because when she was with you, she gave you the same line of respect. So if she go to somebody else, I think you know that person deserves the same line of respect as you deserve, and that's vice versa.
But then again, though, you got to think. It's a lot of shit that go with it, dog. I'm telling you right now. Now I'm on the other side of the goddamn coin. You feel me? Because I really ain't my nigga. My son, all he know is me. You know what I'm saying? I whoop my son, but he got to do something extreme. You feel what I'm saying? As far as if my ex or whatever my daughter, I'ma get with somebody that feel the need to just goddamn every time my son goddamn do something wrong, he got to get popped. Me and that nigga, I'm going to end up killing that nigga, y'all.
But hold on.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hold on,
nigga, I won't even hit my son that much.
Fuck,
nigga, you ain't either.
Hold on, listen.
If you let him, bitch, I might run through you. You feel what I'm saying?
Hold on, this is the thing. You know your son.
Right.
You know your son. So you know what he going to do. You know what he not going to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If fellas and ladies, if you know your child, then it's no excuse on what, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, you know, the other person can't tell you what they doing because you know your child don't do that anyway. You already know that.
Right. Well, I mean, you know,
but
I mean,
then,
I'm just
that's
saying.
When you gotta know. That's when you gotta know the type of female or male that you're dealing with.
Exactly.
You know, smart. They not gonna even let somebody mistreat your kids like that.
Right.
Period. It's not going to even go down like that. So
but
you
see,
gotta,
that's all the,
that's why. I,
but go ahead.
I'm just saying you got to know who you, you know you laying down with. Come on now, for real. I'm not going to let anybody just mistreat my kids, and I'm gonna, I expect the same for him if he get remarried or whatever. It's not even going down like that. And as far as the whole, like, the child support thing, pay child support. And if we together, even if you, if we digging each other, whatever, even if you got a decent amount of child support, both of us working, we can work something out if we really just digging each other like that.
True. I think that was a little bit of a selfish statement when she was, when Candy was like, but that's spoken like somebody with no kids. You feel what I'm saying? That's coming from somebody with no kids. She worried about can she get her nails done or not. You feel me? You know what I mean? I mean, you know, shit, she could pay for her own fucking nails to get done. As far as I'm concerned, I don't understand that shit right there. What the fuck they got to do with anything? You know what I mean? I'm more concerned about
like
the discipline
said,
of the
don't
child.
Have kids, when you don't have kids and stuff, you can, you know, like you said, you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's different, man. I don't know. I understand, but you know, I understand that she, you know, and once again, I'm really up on this shit about if you ain't got no kids, you feel me? I mean, if you got kids, you really probably might want to stay away from women with no kids if you don't want no more kids yourself. That goes for women too. Right.
My thing is too many kids. I don't want nobody with more kids than what I got.
Okay. So look,
I got two.
Okay, so listen, ladies and guys, hey, y'all pay attention. It's a really important point. If you got kids and you don't want no more, if you a lady, a woman, and you done got your tools tied because you don't want to got that, you don't want no more babies or whatever, I'm going to need for you to goddamn stop going out here talking about some you looking for a man with a good job and no kids and blah. Fuck that, because that nigga going to want some kids too. Stop going out here trying to date niggas with no kids because you got your damn tubes tied and your kids got them 11, 12 and shit now. And you can goddamn go out and hang out to the club on the motherfucking Tuesday and shit because they old enough to stay home with granny them or whatever. Bitch, fuck that. You feel what I'm saying? Fuck that, bitch. You still need to be, when you out here in these streets, you need to be trying to find you a nigga that at least got him a little, at least one or two kids. You know what I'm saying? Stop trapping niggas up knowing damn well you ain't finna have no more. You don't want no more. That shit ain't fair. All right?
I have another one, but I don't want nobody more than what I got right now.
I feel what you're saying. All right, appreciate it, Colonel Key. All right, stay on there. We'll hit you back. If you hit something else, just hit the number one. We'll come back to you.
She really kept that 100. I really like what she said.
I feel what
you're
saying. You know what I mean?
I really like that.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
She got a mean child support game, and she really digging them. They could work something out.
That's right.
I mean, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Why we even on this topic? You know what I'm saying? If you with somebody, man, look, that's just what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta work it out. You know when the tough get going, ladies, don't pack up and leave, fellas, vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It happens all the time. The only way you're going to have that stability, you got to go through something. Ain't nothing
together.
Perfect in this relationship.
Right. You got to go through something together, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Got to build.
Right.
For that concrete, for that foundation.
Right. All right. Next call on the air. You okay, 100? Go ahead.
What's up? This is Miss Peaches.
Hey, Miss Peaches, what's going on,
Peaches,
baby? What's
happening?
Miss Peaches. Frequent caller. What's happening,
Miss Peaches? I sort of came in on the tail end. I heard some of Candy comment.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say about that. See, I have a child. So
right.
Her statement is strictly coming from somebody with no kids. Because that was me. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Before I had a child. So,
right.
But anyway, that shit about the limit or number of kids he can have.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, yeah, I got a little distraction. But the limit on the number of kids that a nigga can have is not whatever. They fucking with me, y'all. But I'm sorry about that. You know where I'm at. You know where my headspace is.
Right.
But it ain't no limit if a nigga can hold his down. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Not for me. Now, I don't want no nigga with 10 kids and no shit like that. I ain't saying that. But, like, if you got 4 kids and you holding all your shit down
uh-huh.
and you ain't got no hold about the baby mama,
uh-huh.
shit, let's ride on out. You holding it down and you able to do that?
Right.
Then, you know, hey.
I mean, so it ain't really no number to you as long as he can afford all the ones he got. Right.
If he can afford his lifestyle with me in it and mine,
right,
then we can do the thing.
All right.
Because, I mean, you know, every nigga out there with kids ain't broke. The nigga I'm fucking with got kids, and he ain't broke by a long shot.
Right. Okay.
And he pay child support.
Hey. All right. Well, hey, you know, I feel what you're saying. All right. So, all right, Miss Peaches, I appreciate you calling in. You feel me? I mean,
yeah. All right, I didn't get all the questions, so that's just the part I can comment on because I didn't hear all that.
Well, stay on the line. Hit it number one if we say something else, though. All right. Look, we basically, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to get a feel of how people feel about dealing with people with kids. You know what I'm saying?
With
kids, what are the rules? You feel what I'm saying? How do you know, it's a lot of shit that comes with it when you deal with somebody with kids. You know what I mean? Like, okay, one for instance, I had on the page today when I put the question on the page, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the people said, well, she was dealing with a guy with kids. You feel me? And she felt like it was unfair because she had a child herself, and then he had three kids, you feel me? And she said that she would favor her kids, you feel me? And she said that she would feel kind of bad about that, you feel me? Now, me personally, I'm like, you're going to naturally favor your own natural child more than, you know what I'm saying, somebody's child that you haven't been with since birth. You feel what I'm saying? It's all about how you treat the kids. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All this, you know what I'm saying? You got people that come into a situation with a different mentality. You feel what I'm saying? You got some people that come in there and they want you to just take over. You feel what I'm saying? The male, the role as the mama or the daddy. And that's if, say for instance, if the person that you get into a relationship with that got kids, they got a parent, the kids, you know, the kid got a parent, the other parent ain't active in their life. You feel what I'm saying? They ain't got nobody
to be active.
They going to want you to be more active. They going to want you to step in and take over, basically. You feel what I'm saying? More so than if they already got a parent that's active in their life, it's not really going to be like that as much. You feel what I'm saying? You will have to, of course, interact with the kids. And this is even assuming y'all even go there and move in together. You feel what I'm saying? We just jumping ahead. You know what I mean?
Because
at first I posed the question, when you first talk to somebody and you just dating them and they got kids, that's one thing, because you really don't got to deal with their kids like that.
Yeah.
You just dating them. Y'all just kicking it. You taking the kids on a date with you? Yeah. Hell no. When you go spend the night with that nigga, you ain't taking the kids with you. He ain't really got to deal with your kids like that.
But sometimes, if it gets serious, it's going to get to that point.
Right.
You know.
But the question is, do you even date? Some people be like, they ain't even dating nobody with kids. You feel me? So, you know what I mean? I'm like, shit, you can baby date somebody. Then, like one of the guys said on the page, it ain't got to do with whether or not he'll fuck with a chick, but he ain't trying to settle down. You know what I'm saying, with nobody with kids, because he don't want to deal with, you know what I'm saying, everything that come with it. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of stuff that do come with it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You're right.
So it's a lot of different ways you got to look at it. Are you just gonna not? We ain't talking about people you just sleeping with, y'all. We talking about somebody that you actually like and you thinking about going there with them. You feel what I'm saying?
But sometimes it's like that person you're trying to be with, the person you're dealing with. Sometimes they can actually change your mind. You know what I'm saying? So you know. If it's fresh on, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be like that. But later on down the line, if you digging that person and it's spilling over into that point, it'll happen. It's just like women and men say, women saying, I ain't going to never suck a dick. Niggas saying, I ain't going to never eat no pussy. But at a certain time, and the person they with and they got comfortable with, they did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just what it is.
Right. I mean, like I said, you know, you never know what, you can't never say what you're going to do, because I remember I always say I ain't even trying to fuck with nobody with no with
exactly,
kids, and
exactly.
I ended up doing it. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you never really know what you're going to do.
It's just how that other person you're dealing with, how they make you feel, and how they come across.
Right.
You know, and you just might be
but
like.
Everything is different. See, every
that's the situation.
You can't generalize every person, man. That's the thing that be killing me.
Yeah.
Some women with kids are not the same as other women with kids. You feel me? Some women got kids and they're like, shit, nigga, I don't need no nigga. They got a daddy. They don't need no new daddy. You feel what I'm saying?
That's why.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's
you know
why
I mean?
I lead to what I'm gonna say right now.
What?
I always told a woman and their kids that I dated that had kids. I always sat down and told them, I ain't trying to be your daddy. I ain't trying to be none of that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be a person that's gonna stir you in the right direction and that's gonna tell you right from wrong. And then, you know, we can have a better understanding when you come to me. Ask me then, it's like, well, if I want to do anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
About that
situation. But and then you got some women who, like, soon you need to step in. You feel me? They want you to come in there And when you step into their life and into their kids' life, they expect for you to be that father figure.
But I mean, it's cool.
I think it got a lot to do with how they father figure are, that they actual daddy already. If their daddy is non-existent, then of course it's gonna be more pressure on you to do that, especially when you living with them.
Yeah.
See, like once again, once you live with that person with the kids, that's a game changer.
It is.
I'm telling you right now, nigga.
You you went from running the bench to being a point guard.
Right.
So get it
that
right.
That is the game changer. When you move in,
get your game up, fellas.
When you move in with that person, like we've already said on the show, like we already had another show, you go move in with somebody before you marry them in 2010. We already had that show. If you missed it, go back and check episode 6, I think it is.
Check it up.
Everybody said they ain't trying to marry nobody they ain't live with yet. You feel me?
You can't.
Because you don't ever know what the fuck they is. Or
that
what they got
era is over with.
All right? You feel me? Oh, hell. My baby mama on the line. I knew she was going to call in.
Hey, I'm on the battlefield. Get ready, I'm on the battlefield.
Run it down.
What's happening?
Red. Hello.
What's
Red.
Happening?
What's going on, Red?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I just have a comment.
What you got to say?
On what you're saying.
What you got to say?
I feel like if you're a man, and you know that this person has kids, if you're not ready to step in and take on that role, then you don't need to even bother with being with that person. Because there is no way a person that has kids is going to come in and just let you just be with them. It's a package deal. So if you can't deal with the kids, then you should have never even stepped up to the plate as if you could deal with that.
That's true.
That's the first mistake that men make. You get so caught up in the loving or in whatever it is that you can't just hit it and quit. If you just want to just hit it and quit, that's what you need to do. If you know that this person got kids, because one thing about it, kids come first.
Right.
And most women and the majority of other women lives. And as far as, you know, you saying that, I don't really understand what the problem is, because I know I don't care what child it is. I'm not gonna say, okay, I like this child better than I like this child. If you come into somebody's relationship and you have a child, I'm gonna treat your child as an equal. If I go to the store, I go to the mall, I buy my kids something, I'm not gonna buy them chocolate ice cream and go buy them some damn sherbet. I don't get them chocolate ice cream.
You're right.
That's what
you're
supposed to do. You know,
right.
I mean, a person that just stop and say, okay, look, of course you're gonna love yours. No, there's no doubt about it, but it's all about how you make a child feel. You don't make a child feel like they're an outcast just because they're not yours. If I take my child to the movies, I'm going to take your child to the movies. If your child is with me, I'm not going to just leave your children at home and take my children to the movies. I'm not going to go to the movies and buy popcorn for my kids, not buy popcorn for your kids.
Right.
It's all about how you make them feel.
Right.
If you want a step parent and you know that you're in a relationship with a person that got kids, you want that person to treat your kids like you would. So when you're gone, you're okay with that. You're okay with being gone, and you can leave your child with your significant other or woot wah wham or whatever you want to call it, because you want to know that they're safe. That's the type of person that you want to choose if you're going to choose somebody that has kids, somebody that's loving, somebody that will treat your child as an equal. You don't just sit up and say, I love my child better. Who asked you that question? That's what I don't know. That's not even a question. Who would say, I like his children? That'd be stupid on that person.
Right.
So, I mean, most guys just need to look at it for what it is. If you can't handle it, then don't step there. Because, if you're in a relationship with a woman that got kids, I don't expect for you to come in. I don't expect for you to try to not take control, but be of some assistance, to be of some type of use, or some type of help. You're not just going to come in and just freak me and then not do for me, or just do for me and not do for my kids. What kind of woman is that? Who wants that? And I wouldn't want to be with a man that don't do for their own kids, because you got some men out there that'll do for somebody else's child, but they do for their own flesh and blood.
You're right.
And
that's
real crazy right there. You'll get with a woman. You're so involved in this woman that you can't even see how to take care of your own seed. But you're over here taking care of her seed. Your seed over here, you don't even know what they're doing.
You're right.
Kind of crazy. So men get it all. Some men have it all messed up. You fall in love with some coochie, and then you forget about your own feet. That's stupid.
You're right.
All
right.
I have to say, That's just my opinion, you know, just like a butthole, everybody got one.
All right.
Okay.
Don't go nowhere. Stay on the line. Hold up. Now.
I ain't going nowhere.
Right, Bears, I like that.
Now, ladies, pay attention.
Now, listen. You're absolutely right. You can't treat kids differently. You feel what I'm saying? You can't go take one kid to the movie and don't take the other kid to the movie. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You can't do that. You feel what I'm saying? And you, I think the number one point that she made is you need to make sure as a person when you deal with somebody with kids that you actually ready to step into that role. You feel what I'm saying? You got to make sure that you are ready to do that. You feel what I'm saying? That you actually know what all comes with that. Because some people think that you do know what comes with it, and really, nigga, you don't. Especially when you move in with that person. You feel what I'm saying?
You never really.
That's just like you think you know somebody until you live with that motherfucker.
You really don't know.
You really don't know until you actually live with that motherfucker. Just one thing about it, you may think you know kids or whatever, but you really don't know what it's like. Being a step parent until you actually put it into the situation.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're going to have to go through it. You already know. If you've been through it before, then you'll know what's going to happen next time. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what to expect. You already know what this woman going to expect. You already know that. You feel what I'm saying? So if you never even had kids, if you ain't even got no kids, number one, I'm going to tell you right now, if you ain't never even got no kids, don't even be fucking with no woman with kids, nigga, really. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, you really ain't ready. That's the first motherfucking thing.
That's your opinion, though.
No, right. That's my opinion. And everybody, it's like an asshole.
It's your opinion.
Got,
I don't think. But you're saying you're speaking for everybody. You're saying that if you ain't have no kids, some men are mature enough to understand. Some men know what it's like to be a step son, a step to be that person. Some people are that person. They know how that feels. So you can't say that if you ain't got no kids, don't mess with nobody that has kids. Because some people can handle that.
I feel well. Some people can't.
Okay, well, say you don't say don't do it because there's a lot of people out there that's okay with that because they are a stepchild. They've been a stepchild, so they understand, so they can, you know, they know what that's like. So if they know what that's like, then they don't know how to feel. They don't know how to treat somebody because they know how they wanted to be treated or how they was or was not treated.
All right, but just because you was a stepchild, that said no, don't necessarily mean you're going to know how to be a step-parent. You feel what I'm saying?
If you was a stepchild, you know how you wanted to be treated. You know if you was treated different. You know if you felt like an outcast, you know that feeling. And once you know that feeling, that's a feeling that you either like or you don't like. And 9 out of 10, you ain't going to like feeling like a stepchild. So in time, some people will say, you know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be that type of person. You know, but then some people turn around and do the same thing. But the majority of the people will say, you know how it feels to be treated like that. I don't want to be treated like that. Just like you might see your family member doing dope, doing drugs, doing whatever it takes to get drugs. You might grow up and say, man, that is not how I want to live. But then you got some of them that grow up and think they can top that. They can handle it. For some reason, after they see what it's done to their families or whatever, they'll think that they can do better. So it depends on the individual. It depends on the person and how mature they are and how strong they are.
All right. Okay. All right, Red. Appreciate you calling in. All right. So she says that niggas get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? They think they if you already know that you ain't ready to be with a woman with no kids, damn it, then you don't need to even fuck with a woman with no kids. I basically said the same thing. I don't understand how she didn't hear that.
Okay, let me throw this out.
I said the same motherfucking thing.
Hey, let me throw this out there too, though.
If you ain't never had no kids, nigga, you ain't ready. I don't give a damn.
Hey, let me throw this out there too, though. Because there's some women out there that are like this, and you know what I'm saying. For the callers, what about the women that like has two or more kids, and she don't even treat her own kids the way you're gonna treat them? Like she might be like, well. His daddy did more for me than his daddy, so you know that she split them up.
Right.
So when you come into the situation, you're probably gonna do the same thing. You know, so you might say, "Why you favor this child more than that child?" You know, because sometimes, ladies, you might not know you're doing it, but from the outside looking in, fellas, we can see that.
Yeah,
we can see that.
It's been a lot of it's a lot of women that don't even realize that they treat one kid differently. They really think
they
really think they don't, but they fucking do.
Yeah, they do.
And when you outside looking in, you can fucking see that they do it, but they will never admit that.
They're not
going to admit they treat them differently.
Because they've been doing it so long.
But really though, you do treat them differently.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But they will never admit that But when you on the outside looking in, you can't see that they
I mean, I just wanted to throw that out there. You know what I'm saying, listeners, fellas. Also, that question opposed to you guys too. You know, you might have more love for one baby mama than the other. If you got, you know, one or more baby mama. So, hey, I mean, it is what it is, but you need to look at it as one way. You know, they brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? If you keep them together, man, you gonna treat them right, you know, at the same time.
Right. I got one else calling the line. Hold on. Holler at me, 269. I see your hand up. Go ahead. What's going on? What you got to say about it? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I got kids, so
right.
I don't have a problem with dating a guy that's got kids. If you taking care of your kids, I'm not going to date a dude with kids and you ain't taking care of your kids. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
I ain't going to say that it's a number of kids. I mean, like one caller said, I ain't trying to date a dude that's got 10 kids, you know.
Right.
But probably 4, maybe 5, you can hold all your kids down. You can take care of all of that. Hey, we might be able to work something out. But now, if you're going to be with somebody and y'all got kids and y'all going to live together, whatever, then, you know, when you move in and, you know, you're going to have to treat the kids, you know, equal. I'm not going to say, like, some people have this unreal expectation. You got to love my kids like you love your own. I'm sorry, whoever can disagree with it. I don't really think that that's possible. Not that you can't love somebody else's kids, but you will never, ever, ever love somebody else's kids.
Yeah, no, you ain't going to love your. Listen, man, you are not.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
I got to respond to that. You are not going to love nobody else's kids like you love your own. All right? You're just not going to do it. You got to treat them the same. You got to mask it as best you can. You feel what I'm saying?
I got a question.
You're going to have to mask the shit as best you can. But I don't give a shit with no.
I don't think you have to mask it. I think.
Yeah, you have to mask it. What do you call it?
You have.
If you know you love that child more, if you know you love that child more, but you actually not, but you trying your best not to show it, then you masking that.
Because I don't think it's more. It's just a different type of love. I don't think it's more.
Yeah, that's just a technical term.
I don't think
term.
It's more. It's a different type of love.
All right, well,
so,
different type.
If you really
different
love
type.
Somebody, then you're going to love their child because that's part of them. You may
that's
not
right.
love them exactly like you love your own because that's part of you, but that doesn't mean you love your child more. That's just a different type of love. Like, it's just different. Just like the different type of love you have for family members versus people you know, cousins versus other cousins that you might have grew up with like a brother. You're going to love them like a brother, but other cousins, that's just your cousin. You got love for them because they family, but you don't love them the same way you love your other cousin that you closer to. So I'm saying you're going to have love for that child if y'all in a serious relationship and you love that other person. It just may not be the exact same type of love that you have for your own child.
All right, yeah, you're right. Now, I mean, as far as just the is it love or the type of love or more, I mean, that's just a technical term, man. It's just not the same. I don't know if you can say more or it's not the same type. It's not going to be the same. You feel what I'm saying? But I do feel like you have to kind of make an effort when you a step parent, and it's actually not easy. It ain't easy, all right? Everybody that's out here, if you ain't never did it, you can talk that shit, but you ain't never did it. You might have been a step parent, but if you ain't never lived in the same house and had to deal with the child daily, you feel what I'm saying? I'm going to need for you to just keep an open mind, all right? You ain't never been the step parent. You feel what I'm saying? On a daily basis, living with the kids. It's easy for you to talk that shit when you on the other land, when you outside, when you judge it from the sideline, and you're not living through it. You're not the one that's
got
to do it.
I got one question that'll break all that.
What?
This is just my scenario. Every time that I talk to anybody about what we're talking about tonight,
right?
Or K100, you know, since we keeping it real.
Uh huh.
Put this to yourself.
Okay.
If you was at a pool, and the person you're dating, if your child can't swim, and the person you with child can't swim,
right,
and you only had to make that one split second decision, who would you say?
Shit.
That's it. That's it.
Let me tell you right. That shit's so fucking unfair, my nigga. Cause
no, I'm just saying.
That's it.
What
you mean that's it? What you mean? I don't know a motherfucker out here. If you listen, man, this shit is motherfucking K100. Keep that shit 100.
That's what I'm saying.
You gonna die here and try and save your child.
That's what I'm saying. But all the callers keep saying
the same love, and you need, come on now.
Man, listen, man.
Me and you agree that.
First of all, let's get this out of the clear. I was a stepchild. I was raised by a step-parent, you feel me? My mom was
a single parent
for the first 10 years of my life, and then she got married, and she got married, you feel me? So I know what it's like to be a step-parent. And then and I know what it's like to be a stepchild.
Exactly.
I was not even half the step parent I was as my stepfather was. He was far better at it than me. Of course, we are two different type of personalities.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? We are nothing alike at all. Just from a personality standpoint, we are two different kind of people. You feel what I'm saying? So he was a lot better at it than me. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know what I mean? As good as he was as a step parent, at the end of the motherfucking day, nigga, you know what I'm saying? When the shit hit the fan, I was still a stepchild that had to get the fuck out. You feel me? I was still the stepchild that, you know what I'm saying, when it came down to how you gonna get money for college and all that, that really wasn't talked about. You feel what I'm saying? Like my brothers them, you feel me? And I love my stepdaddy. You feel what I'm saying? I know he loved me. I love my stepdaddy like really, nigga, like damn them really not really, nigga, more than my damn natural daddy because I was around him more. And he actually did more for me than my real daddy. Real talk. You feel what I'm saying? So, but you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, it still was, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a little bit of a difference. You know, and now that I'm grown and I've been through it myself, I ain't finna sit here and judge that man on some shit. I really realized how tough it had to be for him to do what he did.
You know what I'm saying? Because,
nigga, when I went through it myself, you know what I mean? And everybody can talk all the shit they want to talk. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But when you are the person that got to go through it, dog, you feel what I'm saying? It ain't so fucking easy. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't
easy as you think it is. And I'm just telling you from experience.
You can't put the boots on and not tie them up.
You know what I mean? That's real talk. All right? You know what I'm saying? So, Alvina, you saying that I agree with Alvina. It's not going to be the same or whatever. So, Alvina, do you, knowing that you, do you want any more kids?
Oh, I was about to cuss. No.
Okay, so would you date a man with no kids?
No, unless only way I would date a man with no kids is that he knows I don't want any more kids, and for whatever reason, he does not want any kids, and that is the only way. I don't want to hear that. Well, I don't want none right now. I'm not having no more kids, don't want no more kids. So, no, I'm not going to date. And that's my opinion because I do agree with you that men or women that don't have kids, at some point, 9 out of 10 of them are going to want some kids. Now,
yeah.
I don't want none right now. And see, when you get to that right now, that's when it becomes a problem. Now, if you just know you don't want no kids, because some people, they just feel like they don't want no kids and for, you know, whatever reason. But you still going to have to investigate that, too, because I do have kids. So what's your real reason for not wanting any kids? Because,
right,
you know, that might be an issue, too. So, you know, you have to investigate that on a person-to-person basis. But typically, no, I wouldn't date somebody that doesn't have kids because I'm not having any more.
Right, right. I feel like that. All right, thank you, Alvina. Stay on the line and keep listening. Appreciate you calling the show. That's one of my, I got a shout-out to Alvina because she called a lot. A lot of times she'll just call and won't say shit. She don't want to talk. She just want to sit in the background.
You got that touchy-touchy feel right there.
You know what I mean? You feel me? But I appreciate you calling, Alvina, and, you know what I'm saying, giving your input, all right?
All right.
So like I said, I really do feel like people Red said that she said I shouldn't generalize that about everybody, but just in my opinion, if you ain't got no kids and you ain't never really had no kids, you might, you know what I'm saying, really want to consider, because being a step parent is very hard, and it's easier for some, you feel what I'm saying? She brung up people who treat their stepkids better than their own kids.
But you know
that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You got people who goddamn, you know, do all kind of shit for the stepkid, and just because the goddamn baby mama, them and the baby mama goddamn don't get along, they with their own kid, they don't do shit for their own kid. You see that a lot.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? They get with a woman or they get with a man, and they all, just because all of them live in the house, they always doing a whole bunch of shit with their kid they got together and the stepkids, but they don't ever do shit with the other kid because they got them ex got them hitting their ass up for child support or some shit, blah, blah. So they don't really spend a lot of time and do a lot of shit for their other kid. You know what I'm saying?
But they have a lot of time, too. Yeah, but you
this
know,
shit is complicated.
It is, but hey, fellas that's going through that, you a man. Sometimes you got to push through that shit. A little time is better than no time. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I mean, I don't give a fuck. If you do call up here and say you disagree, a little time with your child is better than no time at all. Because once that child grow up and really understand what's going on and get to that age, they'll determine who was right or wrong in that situation. So, really, fellas, just hold on, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. We know what it's like out here.
All right. All right, yo, callers, don't go on there. You know we got to spin some music, all right? We ain't spin. We barely. We've been talking so much these last couple of days. We've been spinning the music. This is a joint called Ready for War. One of the callers that she called up, her name is Taisha Brown. She's called up here before, and she's a R&B artist, kind of neo-soulish. We did a song together called Ready for War. You know, so she got a real unique voice. A lot of people, I really love her voice. So this is a song we got called Ready for War. It's me featuring Taisha Brown. I'm going to spin that record to give her some shine because she's been supporting the show. You know what I'm saying? She joined the K100 group. You know what I'm saying? She's got her own music. She's supposed to be sending me some of her own music up here so I can spin it, but she hasn't gotten around to it. So I told her I was going to go ahead and spin this record for her tonight because she's, you know, getting some of her stuff together to send up here so I can spin that. But I'm playing this because she's an underground artist to give her some shine because she's on the hook. You know, we came up with the song together, and I like the record. All right? I'm going to spin this joint, and we're coming right back to the line. I see everybody with their hands up. Y'all don't go nowhere, man. Don't hang up. I gotta spin some music. It's gonna take a minute. All right, this is Ready for War featuring Taisha Brown. Ready for War. I love that record right there. That's going to be on the new album, The Cinema of Me. You dig? You feel me?
And that's Ty, we need that video, baby.
Yeah. She did a video that we was in. We featured in. We still ain't seen that video.
Yeah. So we need that video.
I don't know where that video is at.
Probably in your archives, babe. We need that one.
We never even seen the video. They done edited and all kind of shit. We ain't even seen it. We was the people in the video. All right. That's what's up, man. We back on the air. This is K100 on the second half of the show. Got a kind of short show tonight, only 1 hour 45 minutes. So we're going to dive back into the conversation ASAP. The question is, you know, when you're dealing with somebody with kids, you know, do you date other people with kids? How should you go about it? Should it be an automatic disqualification if you ain't got no kids and they got kids? How, you know, being a step parent, we done got into being a step parent. How can you love their kids like you love your kids, and all kind of differences of opinion, which I already knew was gonna motherfucking happen with this goddamn show. I already knew that.
But that's what we doing, listeners.
That's what we do.
That's what we doing.
We keeping it one, and we giving it. At least I am. I don't know about no motherfucking body else, but I'm
keeping
it 100.
We know what kind of callers we got calling
in. Right. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody got some damn kids, and his motherfucking self. Candy, I think Candy was the only person. You feel me? Candy said she can't fuck with it because she need her nails done. I told Candy to get her own nails done. I'm gonna go back to Candy because she hit the number one. I guess she probably upset because people probably might try to make it seem like she was selfish, which I don't know.
Did you think she was selfish?
I think that was kind of a selfish statement, Candy.
I said that before we even got started.
But if you can afford to get your nails done and take care of his kid,
go ahead, partner. More power to you.
That's right. That's right. That's a big difference. Can you afford the girlfriend, the stepkids, and your kids? Can you afford all of it, homie?
And the car.
Because it's gonna be some money kicked out on all ends. All right? I see a lot of people online. Y'all hit the number one. The number up here to call is 347-934-0966. I want to hear from some more people with no kids. Hit the number one. All right? If you are in the situation right now, if you actually are a step-parent and you live in that, and you live in what we're talking right now, hit me up. You dating somebody with kids right now? Hit me up.
Callers, please call in.
All right, we got callers. They just not saying. They don't want to talk. They're not hitting the number one on the keypad. They listening, but they just don't want to get their opinion. And I've seen I recognize a lot of numbers that fall into this category.
Oh, we got an 850.
That's Colonel Shay. All right, Colonel Shay, give it to us. Colonel Shay doesn't have any.
What's up?
What's going on? You don't got no kids, right?
No, I am childless.
Right.
But I have been in a situation to be a step-parent. And personally, from a parent person that doesn't have any kids, when you're in a step-parent situation, I think, now it wasn't easy by any means, but I think it's easier to adapt and adjust when you don't have kids, because then that issue of, you know, possible favoritism or whatever doesn't come into play, because you coming in brand new. You coming in, you know what I mean, kind of like eyes wide open, so to speak. And
right.
You can just see, you know, just like for what it is, and just like starting new. The kids don't know you, you don't know the kids, and, you know, you just starting from scratch with, you know, all of them, both of them, whatever.
Right.
But from your other topic, you know, like would I date somebody with kids or whatever, you know, again, I would, but I also look at parenting skills and parenting style too, because not every person, you know, that's a parent or whatever is a situation that you want to get into, because, you know, like I mentioned, if a person's not really taking care of their kids, I got a question, is that the kind of person that I want to be in a situation with?
Right. We already said that. I think somebody else said that shit. I think it was Alvina that said, hell, if a nigga ain't taking care of his own kids, hell no, she don't want to be with him because the nigga ain't going to take care of his. You know he ain't gonna goddamn, you know, do the right thing with hers.
Yeah, exactly.
And that goes for females.
Not just hers, but her, period. I mean, you know, if somebody's not taking care of their child, then you know they ain't going to give a damn about you.
True. Right.
I mean, that's just how I look at it. And then, first, on the flip side, you can tell a lot about a man by how he interacts with his kids, too. Is that even the kind of person you want in your life? I mean, he could be with the kids or whatever, but, you know, be like an asshole as that.
Right,
you know, you don't have that kind of person around you.
You're right. You don't want nobody, if they, you know what I'm saying, they can be cruel to a child, just come in there and just, you know, beat the hell out of a child like it ain't shit. And, you know, he might knock your ass around ASAP. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we ain't even got no budge.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? So, you know, that's a very good point. I don't know, man. I'm not saying that you shouldn't date. I mean, you know, when it comes down to women, I also think that women, You know, you can tell a lot. A lot of women say, oh, they don't want to date dudes with kids. But one thing about it, if you date a motherfucking man with, if you do date a man with some kids, you already, and you don't have no kids, you already get a sneak preview of if he's going to be a good father to yours or not.
Exactly.
Y'all do have something. You kind of got the advantage already.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He's talking about you. You don't want, you, just because that nigga might be a good boyfriend and a good husband don't mean he's going to be a good father.
Yeah, yeah.
So you really getting a sneak preview of what kind of father the nigga is. You talking about you don't want to date no nigga with kids? God damn it, if you don't want to date a nigga with kids and you ain't got no kids, that's all cool. I understand. For whatever reason, because you want to get your nails done and you want it to be all about you, you want it to be excitement at the same, whatever reason you come up with. But one thing about dating a nigga with kids, you can already see an insight on what kind of father he would be to your kids most of the time. You got a little goddamn sneak preview. I'm just saying, ladies. Might want to consider
that. Once
you
get that situation, you can't give them back. I mean, you might be able to give it back, but it's too late. You already got the kids with them then if they turn out to be assholes.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, just because you're a good dude, a good man, I'll make you a good father. I had to learn to be a decent, you know what I'm saying? I had to learn a lot of shit, man. I grew up. I had to mature. There's a lot of shit that I had to, that came with age and time and experience. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I already know.
That's what you need. You know what I mean? Need some time and some experience,
yeah,
people.
Real talk. Real talk, people. All right, now my lines are filling up, of course, because it's the second hour. Thanks, Colonel Shay.
You're welcome.
Stay on the line, baby. All right, that's now the line. Yeah, the line's filling up now.
Hey, that's crazy, though, bro.
For real, though.
Hey, that's real crazy.
Real, 904. I mean, 944. What's that? 44944. Get me.
Hey, Blue. How you doing?
Hey, what's this?
This is Taisha. How?
Oh, what's happening, Ty? Did you hear the song?
That's
the record.
That's
what's up. I'm still waiting for your own music.
Okay, I'll get some stuff to you. I'll get some stuff to you. I was calling about the question today.
Okay.
I was, you know, reluctant to call in because I don't have children. So, but when you said, you know, call in if you don't have children, I think for me, I would really have to assess how many baby mothers, you know, are they crazy? You know, I would have to deal with the aspect of how, you know, it would be getting along. How would we get along? Are the children crazy? You know, nowadays it's just, I would have to balance how much stress and drama, you know, because it's a full package and I understand that. So I definitely would date a dude if he had children. And if he had a lot of children, that's good. It's a blessing. I don't mind that. I would just, as long as he's taking care of them and he's able to do that. But I definitely
right.
deal with trying to see if, you know, the mothers are stable, the children are stable, stuff like that.
Right. Well, now, so it's more for you. And I said that earlier. I don't know if you was on the first hour. I said personally with me, it's not about because I got kids myself. I'm not going to discriminate about with women with kids. That's just kind of ludicrous to me. I don't get that. You feel me? If I date a woman with no, I don't even really necessarily want to have any more babies, to be honest with you. So if I go out and try to just date only women with no kids, I'm just basically setting myself up for failure. You know what I'm saying? For the okie doke, I'm gonna have to, you know what I'm saying? She already got kids, and you know they're, you know, maybe she don't even want no more. Maybe we can just enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Our time together. You know, if we got the kids the same age, and you know we already got kids that can play together and interact, and it's cool. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie to you. I really would have a soft spot for a woman right now because my son, he don't have a brother, and I, you know what I'm saying. You feel me? You know he don't have a lot of male cousins. I really would have a soft spot for a woman when they got a son like the same age as my son, and they end up playing real good together. That might be a deal breaker for me. I might really be all in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I know he really wanna. You know what I'm saying? I'd love for him to have a constant playmate like that. I mean, and if he's a well behaved kid and she handling her business as a woman, hell, that might be a fucking plus for me. To be honest with you, ladies,
scream it
out.
Honest, Blue.
I've
been, you know, lately I've been meeting dudes that. It seemed like all they're looking for is a woman that don't have children. So I don't know if it's just the times they look for these women that don't have children that, you know, are stable so that they can handle their other children because they're trying to take them away from the other mother or they're trying to get custody or you could just sense that they're trying to see how you do with their child. So, I that's why I kind of weigh my options with it. I kind of look at it like, okay, what's the intention, you know, so, you know, I wanted to weigh in on that.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate you calling in once again. Please get us that music.
Yeah,
we need it.
And so we can video, do your
and
that video.
And if P Red say you still want to see the damn video.
I gotta see the video, Tom.
Hey, stop it. I didn't know that was you. I knew it was your voice. I said, man, it's kind of like affiliated hustlers up in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we in the building over here, baby. You know what I'm saying? We miss you, though.
Yeah, I really want to come through and, you know, just check out y'all's situation, man. I'm so proud of y'all.
Man, that's what's up. Well, you know, you always welcome over here at Chambers.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. You know, family.
Always. You know, family. You already know what it is. You already know. You come over here and co-host with us or something, you know what I'm saying, and we can give you some shine with your music because, hey, man, I'm telling you, this is a very stellar artist on the line. I'm telling y'all, man, she got some great music the world should hear. That's real talk.
Well,
all right?
I'm in the presence of greatness because, you know, y'all inspire me all the time. So, but I'm going to let the lines go, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Ty. Thanks for calling in. All right. Yo, 678-571, get at me.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing. This is Black, and I was calling in to comment on
okay,
the poll.
Okay, go ahead. All right, is your first time calling?
No, I've called before. I called the other day.
All right. We're making sure we had to get you one. Thanks for calling back anyway.
Okay.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. What you got to say? What do you think about the whole situation? First of all, do you have kids?
I don't have kids, and I am in a situation with someone, you know, who does have kids or whatever, and I've been dating them for, like, you know, almost 6 years or whatnot. So his youngest one, you know, when we started dating, he was, like, 1 year old anyway, you know. So it was still an early age, so it wasn't a hard, you know, task as far as getting to know the child or whatever and, you know, growing with the relationship or whatnot. So I guess it can be a positive situation. I guess as far as my relationship, I didn't have any baby mama drama or anything like that. So it was easy for me to do.
Right. So it worked out for you. I mean, it wasn't, but I mean, so, okay, you don't have any kids. All right, you want kids? I mean, you ain't got no kids. You don't want to have your own kids, right? I feel like people who don't got kids and they date people with kids, it's like shit. You know what I mean? I mean, do you just not want kids? Why are you just waiting? Did that matter to you or what?
No, I mean, I want kids eventually, but, I mean, as far as me coming into the relationship with him already having kids, it wasn't hard for me to, you know, adjust to his kids and love them, you know. It was an easy situation because I didn't have to worry about, you know, like the other caller said, as far as favoritism or whatnot because I don't have kids, and I could love them kids. And as far as the kids, they still knew who their mother was or whatnot, but they knew me, that they can come to me and talk to me, and I can be still treat them just like they were my own.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Well, one time for the people who, you know, that's what's up, man. I can respect that. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, but
yeah.
At the end of the day, I hope that nigga wants some more kids because you're going to have to goddamn do something. He's going to have to do something at some point.
Hey,
the day is coming. The day is coming.
But
he's going to have to do something.
Hey, he's going to have to do something. Sound like he might get to it, though. You got to do something. She said she won't care.
It might happen.
All right. Hey, Black, appreciate you calling in, baby.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Bye.
Yo. Hey, man, Elijah's filling back up for real. Hold on. Candy hitting number one. Let's see what Candy got. Candy.
What's up?
I
don't think I'm being selfish. What's up? I don't think I'm being selfish. I don't call it being selfish because it's just not about the money, but I just want to have a special experience with somebody. And if a nigga got five kids, it's not going to be special with him. You feel what I'm saying? It'd be my first kid. You feel me?
But that's what
Hello?
I said. No,
so
but
I don't think I'm being selfish.
But that's what I said early before. I hear you. That's what I said before you. Before I even had went to you, I told the callers. I said I know a female, and I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about somebody else that I knew that said they didn't want kids. I mean, they didn't want to deal with a guy that had kids because they wanted their first child. They wanted the person that they had a child with. They wanted it to be as special for them. You feel me? As it was for her. If they already had kids, it's basically ruined. It won't be. I told her, I said, man, it's going to be special. If he love you and he love the child, the shit going to still feel special. She said, but yeah, it won't be the first time. It won't be the same. I'm like, what the fuck?
It'll be the first one with you.
Right. It'll be the fucking first one with your ass.
Yeah, he can have a couple of kids. Right. Right. And another thing what I wanted to say is that men and women, we love different. You know what I'm saying? And if women would realize that we love totally different, for men. You know what I'm saying? We can go in a relationship and really love and embrace somebody else's kid. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's
what God put us here for, to be a mama. You know what I'm saying? And that's to anybody's kid. Women are like that. But men, they love different. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So,
and I'm going to tell you right now, as a man, as been through it, it's way easier
right.
for the woman to come in
a woman.
And show love to the child.
But that's what we're made to do.
That's right.
That's what we're made to do. That's what God put us here on this earth to do. You feel what I'm saying? All y'all do is reproduce. You feel what I'm saying? But we here to love. We love like that. You feel what I'm saying?
I love my kids. I love my kids. I'm just saying. I think it's easier for y'all to love somebody else's kids.
To love somebody else's kid. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's why some niggas don't love their kid like that. And women, we don't know why they don't love their kid like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we love our kids so much. You know what I'm saying? Why can't he love them like I love them?
Right.
So, you know.
Right. That's definitely. She's like, you know what I'm saying, like when Red called her and she was like, you going to want him, man, you a female, you love differently, you feel, you emotionally different.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then you built inside genetically different from a guy. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So only, I mean,
right.
y'all trying
right.
to compare apples and oranges. You feel what I'm saying? All right.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I had to come back to you. I see you hit your hand. Hold on. Colonel Kiki Pena, number one, she must got to chime in. Colonel.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I have a couple things. Like Alvina said, I don't ever expect a man, if he comes in and I already have kids, I will never tell him I want you to love my kids like they're your own, that type of thing, because that is really unrealistic. And, you know, with me and with my situation, my ex-husband came in, he didn't have any kids, and I had a daughter, and he came in and he was excellent with her. But at the same time, I supported him and whatever he needed, we kept the lines of communication open. And a lot of people don't do that. They just want to hear their side. They just want to say, well, you trying to do this and you trying to do that, when you just need to communicate with the person. And it'll work out much better than you automatically assume that they're not going to treat your child right and they doing this and doing that. Now, granted, when we had our child together, there was a difference. But I'm not mad at that, because even to this day, he still takes care of both of my kids. He still makes sure both of them have what they need. But it's the type of situation that we were in. And a lot of people, you need to, like, especially, I understand what you're saying with a man coming in the situation, quit riding these men so hard. Because a lot of them, if they don't have kids, don't expect for them to just know. And don't be getting all jumping out down their throat. Every time they're going to make mistakes. Even females make mistakes with kids.
Right.
And we carry them and everything, and we still mess up sometimes. So don't ride them so hard. You know what I'm saying? You
trying
to run them away.
Hold on. I got to say that shit to motherfucker again. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, hey, motherfucker, first of all, you know what I'm saying? You know, especially, and this is where age and everything else is a factor. Depending on how old this man is, when he coming into this situation and dealing with you with kids, especially if he ain't got no kids, hell, you're right. He might not know how the fuck to handle your goddamn, handle being a step-parent. He might, I will admit live on the air. God damn it, I'm going to make sure I got them email and shit to my goddamn baby mamas. All right? God damn it. I was not a very good step-parent. But then again, motherfucker, I was 24 with no kids. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? How was I really going to come in that situation and really just, you know what I mean, just really just be the perfect step-parent? You know what I'm saying? I could have did a lot of things different, a lot of things better. 2020 is hindsight. I see that now. I'm not even the same kind of nigga I was at 24 than I am at goddamn the age I am now. You feel what I'm saying? 30-something. You feel me? So, I mean, how can you really expect for me to just, I don't know, be the same? I'm not even the same parent to my own kids. I've actually become a better parent with time with my own kids. You feel what I'm saying? Because I grew up, matured. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't have to do as much as I did. I was, you know, just with women in general, I'm just a better person. You feel what I'm saying? Than I was at 24. I'm just a lot more calm and a lot more mature and level-headed. So, I mean, you know, all that shit come into play, man. You feel me? Ladies, when y'all dealing with a man, give him a minute, especially if he ain't even had no kids.
Benefit of the doubt.
Give him a minute. Let him adjust. Look,
and I got one more thing I wanted to say. Like, for the females that don't have kids and deal with men that do, you can't this is my opinion. You can't really say that you love their kids like your own because you don't have your own and you don't know what type of – you think you love their kids. But when you have your own, you'll see that it's a big-ass difference.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can love them, but until you carried that baby and gave birth to that baby and their day and night, it's a difference. You're going to love them different.
You're right.
Please believe
that. You're right. You are going to love them different. You just can't treat them different. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I take my hat off to them. I take my hat off to them for even, you know, going through that. But like you said, you're going to love them different. You might, you still going to treat them all good, but it's still going to be a difference.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be some different. I mean, at the end of the day, you feel me? I just feel like it's going to be some difference. It ain't got to be a stark difference. You feel what I'm saying? It can't be a stark difference, but it's going to be some difference, man. Which, you know what I'm saying, though?
Exactly.
I mean, I really don't know what to tell y'all about that shit right there. That's just...
Fellas, just get it in your head. It's going to be a difference.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be a difference. But if you're a real nigga and you're going to keep it K100, hey, man, it ain't even going to matter.
It ain't going to matter.
It ain't even going to matter. Because it is what it is. You just got to respect
one thing about it, Steph, if you are the person that's got the child, appreciate what the fuck they do. How about that? Appreciate what the fuck they do.
And then,
instead of worrying about what the fuck they don't do all the time.
And then if you date
appreciate
somebody,
the shit that they do. I tell you that. One thing about a nigga, don't nobody like to goddamn do some shit and the shit go unappreciated. You feel what I'm saying? So if you somebody and they dealing with your motherfucking ass and they're dealing with you and your goddamn kid, appreciate the shit that they do and quit focusing on goddamn the shit that they motherfucking don't do. You feel what I'm saying?
It don't add up at the end of the day.
Goddamn.
At all.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, they may not do everything right. It may be some shit they do wrong. But what about the shit they do? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make sure you bring that motherfucking shit
up,
too.
But you know what, too, also?
What?
People that don't have no kids, that date people with kids, in some sense, when they do have kids, it make them a better parent, man, because they already kind of seasonal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So appreciate that, too. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't really have to start from a no-brainer to try to figure it out.
Right,
if
right.
You already date, you already up on game.
Right. You can teach their ass some shit. You ain't never had no kids. If I date a woman right now with no kids and she do have a kid by me, listen, man, you ain't finna tell me about what you can't. I've been through this shit, man. When they get sick or get a cold, I know more about this. Just because you a mama don't necessarily mean, nigga, I done been through it. I know more about what medicine they need to get and how to treat them because I've been acting a parent before.
And you know the symptoms before
right.
She even knows.
Yeah, I mean, I might actually be a better parent than you, nigga, because I just got experience. It's like with a motherfucking job. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like with anything, that's like a rookie coming into the NBA, anything like that. Yeah, they may be a natural talent, but if you put a rookie on a veteran, that veteran can shut their ass down because they understand scheme better. They understand.
And the pressure.
The pressure is
the meat of the potatoes. It's the backbreaker. It's the pressure. Fellas, ladies, again, it's the pressure.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So you might want to just reconsider and think about that. If y'all talking about, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna fuck with nobody with no kid. It ain't even about the kids with me. It's about all the other shit that's mitigating circumstances that's surrounding that whole situation. More so than do she have kids?
Man, it don't. You know what?
You know what
I mean? I love kids.
I'm worried more. I'm more concerned with how bad the kid is, if they disciplined or whatever, and the baby daddy situation more so than do she got kids or not. Yeah, hell, but people gonna have kids. I mean, shit. You know what I mean? I'm not. That's not it. Just because you say you got kids, I'm not automatically turned off. It's the other. I got to dig deeper to that. That's just a general statement. What the fuck that mean?
Hey, just like I told my like I told my daughter, man. I was like, look, your mama got a boyfriend, and this killed me, and I have to say this in front of him to let him know that I'm 100. Don't call. You know what I'm saying? And people always get this twisted. You know, male and female, that they don't want their child calling somebody else daddy. They don't want somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Their child calling somebody else mama. I just told my daughter straight up, look, if this man taking care of you, you know what I'm saying, down here, if he doing what he's supposed to do in the house with your mama and with you, and you calling him daddy, don't call me and get on my nerves about something he ain't doing because you messing up and you don't want to call him daddy, then you want to call him by his name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you cannot
you
play on my family.
You feel what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do mine all the way right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the way right.
Right.
And she know.
So that's it's a lot of Man, a lot of input, man.
Parenting skills got to be K100.
Right, right. It's a lot of stuff that go on with dealing with people with kids. This is not a light issue. This is a heavy issue, people. It's very complicated.
And ladies, if you got kids, you know I'm a good parent. You know that if you don't fuck with me before, I'm a good parent. That's why I see you to the voicemail when you call me now.
Oh, man. I love this subject, though, man. This is actually one of the more serious subjects. You know what I'm saying?
Also, too, though.
What?
Ladies, quit going out getting guys for stability, please, because you have kids.
Right.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. I need for you to be, matter of fact, you need to be stable. You can have kids, but you can't goddamn have kids and bills piled up to your motherfucking ears and all that shit. It ain't about you having kids. It's about how you handling your business.
Exactly.
You feel me? When I come into this situation and you got kids, I ain't looking about whether you got kids. I'm looking about whether you got kids and goddamn it, you about to get put out your shit on top of that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
All the rest of the shit, the kids is the least of my concern. I know how to handle kids. I done did that. I'm actually better. I'm better at that now than I was 10 years ago.
Believe it.
I'm ready for that war. I'm better prepared now than I was the first time I did it. That's for damn sure.
Fellas.
Even though my baby mama kind of tried to snap on me.
Hey, fellas. Guess
what? She was trying to kind of snap on me, though.
Fellas, we got our daddy game up over here, nigga.
Nah, man, I was just kind of,
believe that.
You think she kind of tried to snap on me?
No, that shit was personal. That's why I want to say that.
But, yeah, but, you know, I let
personal. Her. I had to get out the battlefield. Let you fight that.
No, I let her have that. I let her have that, even though, well, the whole situation, she wasn't talking about me. She's talking about two situations.
I know.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? She's talking about, you know, she got more than one kid. She's talking about one situation. And
then I know.
One part she's talking about, I think she was referring to how our situation was. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Even with that being said, one thing about it, her kids still love me to this day. So, you know what I mean?
If you want to pick them up tomorrow,
yeah.
They're going to hop in that motherfucking truck.
They'll ride the fuck out. They fuck with me. They fuck with my dogs.
My nigga, one time by all the brothers that cook, clean, and soap.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They're my motherfucking dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One time for my goddamn stepkids. They still my stepkids regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck. Who you fuck with, yeah, we fuck with them.
Right. I got all the love in the world for
you. D-Red said that.
You know what I mean? But I think that she did hit a lot of points and pertaining to her other situation, too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Niggas not really ready. They're not really ready to get into a situation. You really, dog, if you ain't really ready for that, you know what I'm saying?
Don't even deal
with women with kids. If you are, just go ahead and mash them and let them know it ain't nothing. Don't try and goddamn make them act like you really be all in with them when you really don't want that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
But also, I take my hat off to Red because her situation is a hell of a lot different from a lot of ladies that's just really calling in. And she a real stand up female to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she good.
Yeah.
Okay, I got no complaints about her.
Yeah.
We deal with, we grow, and we handle that shit.
You know what I'm saying? She always going to be my dog.
For sure. She's supporting the show, even though I still know that.
Even though she always cussed me out of putting
Hold on, hold on. The ulterior motive is to support the show so this motherfucker can blow up so she can get more child support. Yeah, I said it.
Bleed.
I said it.
Hey,
I said it.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't fooling me, Red.
Hey, he already.
I know what the plot is. That's why you calling. That's why you telling everybody about the show. You want this shit to blow up.
Hey, P. Diddy. Hey, P. Diddy.
Watch your cards, motherfucker. Back now.
Hey,
P. Diddy.
Take that.
I ain't gonna answer that motherfucker.
That's that nerve, Red.
I'm not answering the phone. Nope. Damn it.
She always been a supporter, though.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? For sure. All right, man. So I appreciate everybody that's calling. You dig? I'm going to spin one more song and come back to get a couple of more callers, and then we got to get up out of here. I'm going to go ahead and spin that. What you want to spin? I don't know. We got to upload some more music. We got to get these artists call in. We ain't heard this, though. I like this Big Swole record right here. What? It's She Love a G. Want to spin that? I like that record.
Well, you already played Push Home?
Yeah, I put that. Yeah.
I'm going to spin this. Push Home going with what we doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Push on, definitely going what we're doing right now.
But I already spent that, so I'm not trying to spend double spin. We got too much
music. This high radio station, we can do that. Let's go.
No. Big Swole. She loves a G. She loves a G. I like
it. Everybody knows I'm in love. Nobody needs to see me. love the way she rocks, cause her ass has right, skin smooth and stocky. With the face to match, and the brain attached to a skull, smart enough to be my main girl. Won't you let our world collide? I love it when you ride, get it shorty, got the vibe between the thighs. So we push around 285, all up a perimeter, and then it's blowing money, cause I'm feeling up. I'm still money over bitches, but this is kinda different. Got them haters turning green, cause I'm hitting. So I said that we can hang for her birthday. Cause matter of fact, she spent the same on my birthday. Talking next rated. I said you like it like that, baby.
Yeah, baby.
She going crazy. The neighbors banging on the wall. We at the Marriott. I'm pulling on that $500 hat that you got. Big swole, give it to her right. I'ma stand up in it, try to make it last all night. That's probably why she love me so. I see she get it from her mama, but her daddy can't stand me though. He understand I'm a G. He know I haven't taught her all up in the back seat. Cause she down with the program. Running on me to a slow jam. Moving just right. She know how I am. And she in love with a G. That's probably why homegirl hating on me every time I leave.
Big Swole, love that record, man. That's one of the money. That nigga album's gonna be stupid, man. I'm telling
you,
man.
Yeah, that's
they ain't ready. They ain't ready for what we giving them this summer, man.
Yeah, that's my other brother on Chinese, man. You know what I'm saying? Him and Blizz ride tall like them elephants, man. Y'all see them tiles chopping up down the road, man. That's them elephant boys over here at Chinese, partner.
Right. So I gotta get ready to go, ready to close the show out. You feel me? It's been great. I think everybody that's called, people still got their hand up. I heard it real quick. Colonel Shay, you got something to say after you hit the number one, or you just on the line?
Oh, my bad. Did I hit it again? No, I was just listening. But, I did want to say, the caller that called in, I like her song. She got a nice voice. I did want to comment on that.
Oh, man, you got to hear some of her. You got to hear some of her actual songs. She, Ty's voice
really
is great.
Nice
she got that kind of Erykah Badu-ish kind of, like, vibe.
I know.
Let me know when she's
going to be in concert so I can go check her out.
No, you got to hear her music, man. I'm telling you, she's
killing
it.
Ain't nobody fucking with her right now.
I'm telling you,
nobody.
Man. I can't wait. I want her to
I
sing.
I know. I'm loving
her
that sound.
Her music is, I'm telling you, man, y'all, the world should hear her.
It's before it's time.
Yeah, but these motherfucking crab-ass labels on some fuck shit. That's all that shit is. She too smart. She just like us. She too smart for them to fuck her over. That's what that shit is. You know what I mean? Real
she
talk.
A,
but when
she
does
has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, well, she's sending music in. I'm going to definitely give her some shine, man. Cause as an artist, I respect her immensely because I've heard a lot of her music, and this shit is what's up. I know a lot of women will love it, and I love it, and I'm a dude. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I know a lot of women need to be put up on that shit. Y'all.
God, we need that music, baby.
Yeah, y'all arrive with that. All right, Shay, thanks, babe. All right. But, yeah, man. So I had this is probably one of the better shows just because of the content. I mean, it probably wasn't as crunk. We had more fun, I guess you want to say, you know. you know, killing people and all kind of other shit. But this, is a goddamn serious topic that a lot of people need to goddamn address.
This is real talk.
Right.
Real life.
Right.
Real radio.
Right.
K100. This is what we do over here, people.
Right.
This is what we do.
Right. Real issues. And the other shit we talk about be real shit. It's just funny.
Yeah, because we make it funny. We make it funny.
But the other shit we talk about
be real. We can't make this one funny. They got kids in it.
This shit is not. This is serious. Yeah. This is serious business. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But for real, though, I mean, yo, thanks to everybody that had called in, man. I see a lot of people that's on the line. They kind of like tuning in at the last minute. I got a couple more minutes before I got to go. Yo, y'all hit the number one. If y'all want to holler at me, you want to give your opinion, because I see a lot of people popping up on my line. Mash number one on your keypad if you want to talk about, do you date people with kids or should you date people with kids or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit that number one. I see y'all listening. I want to go to y'all and y'all give you some dead air space.
Yeah. Fellas, all right. Fellas and ladies.
A lot of fellas. Well, then again, it's going to be mostly ladies that's going to be dealing with this issue, I guess.
Well, no.
Not really, because we the ones that got to date the goddamn women with the kids. So
Ladies and fellas.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You feel me?
But you know, I mean, man, y'all know this is a life changing. This is very touching.
It's a life changing decision. When you make that decision to date that woman for real, and go all in with her, I'm gonna tell you right now, dog. You better know what you're getting into. I will be the first to admit, nigga. When I did it, I didn't know what the fuck I was getting into.
But you know what's funny?
That's like why I kind of didn't do. I didn't do so hard at it at first. I definitely got better with time. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got better at that. You know what I'm saying? You just grow.
Yeah. When you do your homework, you know.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? But it's a whole other world, man. It's a whole other experience.
Hey,
you got to be a grown man to do that shit. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Hey, you know what's so funny though?
What?
And a lot of people didn't even call up and even say this. You know, we gonna probably write this on that off the air a little bit.
What?
What about the fellas that date women with kids and the ladies that date women with kids? They just so much into that person that they actually want to be that.
Want to be
baby daddy or baby mama. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. What you mean? Like they just date them so much they just want to have a baby mama?
Yeah, they just want. I'm talking about they just want to have it.
That shit happen all the time.
Yeah. Like in one of my situations, you know, my little girl mama, her baby daddy. Nigga went and bought a car like mine. Real like mine, just painted a different color. I'm like, nigga, I think it's crazy, man. nigga, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you, nigga. Get your own style, nigga.
We just karate chop.
Yeah.
We just karate chop.
Nigga, you ain't me.
Damn it, man.
You ain't me. You're sensitive, Ralph Strasman. You're sensitive.
Damn it, man.
Nigga want to be another nigga.
Hey, man. Thanks, everybody, for calling in tonight. You dig? You know, we got to sign off a little bit early. You know what I'm saying? We can continue this. Hey, everybody's listening. You got Facebook? Go to the Facebook page, please. Go join the Facebook page, the group. We got a Facebook fan page and we got a Facebook group. Go join the group. We always tend to keep these discussions going on after the fact on the Facebook page. All right?
Get your scrapes up in this K100. All
right?
We got an army.
A lot of my listeners need to be a part of my Facebook army so you can get your rank up. All right? Appreciate all the officers calling in. Appreciate the freaking callers, Candy, Alvina, Miss Peaches. Appreciate Black calling in. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate Red calling in. Appreciate everybody that's been supporting the show. You dig? All right? One love. This is K100. We got to sign off a little bit early tonight. You know, we got to sign off a little bit early. We run the full 2 hours on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but got to sign off a little bit early tonight. All right.
We are every Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday. 8 p.m. Sharp. All right. Mash the motherfucker Monday.
It's coming back.
We're going to be right back on that on Monday. Somebody piss you the fuck off over the weekend. Get ready to mash their ass on Mash the Motherfucker Mondays. All right. This is K100. We signing off. Appreciate the love and support. If you missed the show, the replay will be up and downloadable by tomorrow. Okay? If you missed the first half of the show, go to the goddamn site and download the whole show so you can listen to it. We had a lot of good, interesting topics and interesting opinions that came out tonight, all right? A lot of people chimed in on this, and it's a serious subject, so y'all need to check it out. Get yourself some game, all right?
It's parenting up.
Yeah, we out.